I said before, I can't believe that a day like World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is actually a thing, and the fact that we need to make people aware of it, as sad as that is. Well, to talk to us about that from the Elder Abuse Hotline is one of their senior consultants there. It's Christine Maddy. Good morning, Christine. The fact that this even needs to exist, I guess, needs to highlight that elder abuse is going on in Australia. From your perspective, how big of a thing is it?
Mark, it is a growing issue, obviously, as we have an ageing population. So certainly from a New South Wales perspective, we received over 1,800 calls in the last financial year from people either experiencing abuse themselves or people who witnessed or suspected elder abuse. So it is a huge issue, and it's an issue that doesn't get really enough attention.
What do you think that is?
I think it's probably because it's a bit unspoken and possibly taboo as well. People like to think or assume that ageing has maybe a stereotypical everyone's happy, everyone loves granny and grandpa, everything's cosy and comfortable, when it could be potentially that there's been abuse going on in a particular couple or in that family for, you know, that family's life, the family's longevity. So, you know, if we're looking at that, it could be that the couple has been in a DV sort of situation, maybe all their married life, or it could be that maybe the parents were abusers and then now the children are feeling that they can get retribution. It can be for all sorts of reasons, but that's some of the things we hear.
Do you think, well, it might be generational? And in that I say that today these things are quite more talked about, as the same we hear with domestic violence and also abuse against children, where years ago all of these things just weren't talked about openly?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what everyone is understanding now, that because elder abuse, like a lot of other violence in families, is actually falling under domestic and family violence, because more often than not, it's an adult child that's actually the perpetrator and the victim is a mother or a father. So I think because it's now seen as a type of family violence, that yes, it certainly is getting more airtime. I suppose from our perspective, we see it that it's got probably 20 years to go, where DV, as we sort of understand it, where it's younger couples perhaps, you know, it's got a long way to go still so that people get it talking about it and really get it out in the open so that it doesn't happen.
I've got to say, Christine, before we started putting this together to talk to you, I was not aware of the Elder Abuse Hotline. So obviously, again, it's something that has fallen under the radar. How many folks have you got there working that are taking the calls?
So we've got about 8 staff, and we take calls Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. out of hours. People will actually speak to someone and we'll take a message, and we can call them back the next working day. We take calls from professionals, we take calls from community members, we take calls from older people themselves who are experiencing abuse, but more often than not, it's usually from a family member. It's usually another sibling who is actually telling us about their sibling who's actually perpetrating abuse.
Okay, so we'll give the number out in a moment, but I guess I'll just ask as well, do you find that you've got enough staff to meet the demand, if that's the right way to ask, to frame the question?
You know, we do hope to grow because, of course, there is an increasing demand. We're taking at least 150 calls per month, so that's approximately, you know, 45 to 50 calls per week. We certainly are seeing demand grow. We certainly see demand any time that elder abuse gets onto the public radar, whether it be on radio, whether it be on the television or in press. So we know that as people become more aware through either our education or awareness, that we're getting more calls. So certainly more of us would be a great thing.
Okay. And I guess as well, Christine, calls are anonymous. You don't have to leave details. That's a guess.
Absolutely.
But I would imagine that's the case, sure. We've got a 1-800 number for you, 1-800-628-221. Christine, been fascinating to talk to you, and sad to say you're obviously very busy at the moment, so I'll let you get back with it.
Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Christine Maddy from the Elder Abuse Hotline, and if you feel you have a need to call that number, once again, it is 1-800-628-221 at 2NURFM.